So, I don't know if anybody on the show has thought about engagement. I'm obviously married, so that's not even in the back of my mind. But a British woman claims that, well, she's engaged to someone.
Who?
A ghost.
Oh, yes.
A British woman claims she has slept with at least 20 ghosts since she's now engaged to a spirit. She said she even cheated on her fiancé with a ghost and has since had sex with 20 ghosts.
Nice.
I wonder if you can get, like, an STD with a ghost.
I don't know.
Be careful out there, people.
It's a good question.
This bedsheet ain't going to protect you.
So she's going to marry this guy?
Well, she said, here's what happened. She said the woman said a ghost asked her to get married during a trip to celebrate their 9-month relationship. Like, is the ghost paying for, like, travel and flight and all these things here?
Well, flight's probably free. She probably just hops on.
Woo! Let's see what she said here. He didn't get down on his knee because, well, he doesn't have any knees.
Oh.
Would that bother you if he didn't get down on his knees?
He'd probably have to just float lower.
He just hovered? Hey, up here, you pervert ghost. Get up here. But she said this. For the first time I heard him speak, I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful.
Wow.
Deep, sexy, and real.
I believe her.
The woman said her friends and family have embraced her unusual engagement, and now she's planning her big day as a pagan ceremony.
Okay.
The woman even said that this engagement is more satisfying than her previous living fiance. Well, that hurts if you're that guy. It's like kicking the nuts.
Wow.
She said, sometimes I get the feeling that I'm being moved.
Yeah. I will too.
She says, really good feelings in her lady stuff. I have my spirit lovers, and they've been way more satisfying than any other man.
Okay. How many ghosts has she been with?
20.
Okay. And then she just picked one of those to marry?
And how's that going to work going to the courthouse? You know, like signing.
Oh, you're
right. How are you going to sign the
papers?
How are
you going to have a witness? What are you going to see? It's a ghost.
See, here's my question is... At the wedding, is there just going to be a bunch of empty tables and stuff? And is it in the photographs, is it just going to be her standing by herself?
I'd like to DJ that wedding. Be the best dancing ever.
Here's her actually talking about the whole spiritual thing here.
This is a real presence in your life. You're a spiritual guidance counselor. You're used to this sort of thing. You open up channels to the other side.
I do, yeah.
And this is a channel that, well, you're really connected with.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. This person, this presence, can you tell us anything about him, her, it?
I refer to it as him because that's easier.
Yeah.
It's very ancient, very wise, very kind.
Has been on the planet before?
I would say for a very long time, yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you first encounter this presence?
When I was over in Australia and I was taking a walk out in the bush and just suddenly it approached me.
And is this something you can see or just something you feel?
No, something you feel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like a physical, an emotional sort of physical presence.
Wow. That's fun.
I know you're waiting until you're married, but have you ever felt the presence of a ghost kind of come onto you?
I have not. Maybe I should try to look for that.
I mean, does that count?
Maybe I'm missing out. I don't know.
Wow.
I guess it counts for her because she considers that to be a real engagement. So.
No kidding. I was going to say, has anybody else had a better engagement than that lady right there?
Well, I know, like, as far as crazy engagements go, a girl that I went to high school with, her and her fiance had, or boyfriend at the time or whatever, had a like a saying in their relationship. Like, every single time that they hit a milestone in their lives together, like buying an apartment together or meeting each other's parents and things like that, her fiance would always say to her, oh, we got another duck in a row. Or her husband, I should say now.
Like getting your ducks in a row? Okay.
Yeah, so they got their ducks in a row. And so when he proposed to her, he had 10 giant life-size, like bigger than you and I, ducks, inflatable ducks in this huge field. And he walked her to each duck and he was like, you know, so this duck, it represents when we first, you know, met each other. Then this duck is when we moved in. This is when we became engaged. And now this is, or me proposing to you, this is the engagement one is what I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then he gets down on one knee at the 10th duck and then proposes. And then that's their engagement duck. So he's like, now we got all of our ducks in a row. Now we can get married. So I thought that's not crazy, like scary, like this woman, like weird, but it's really cute and it's definitely over the top.
Do you think at their wedding they had like a special like person to marry him, like Gilbert Godfrey, like Avlak?
They should have.
You can let us know if you got kind of a unique engagement story. Maybe you got engaged to a ghost, something like that. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.